ABC News.
Thanmaya Navada with the top stories. Iran's chief of security has taken to social media to announce that Tehran will not negotiate with the US as the conflict widens, with Israel exchanging fire with Hezbollah in Lebanon. It follows reports Iran was trying to revive negotiations and its foreign minister's assertions that his country is always open to diplomacy. Meanwhile, Israel says it's launched a new wave of retaliatory strikes on Lebanon targeting Hezbollah, which has asserted that its offensive against Israel is a legitimate action of self-defense. Back home, the federal opposition says it hopes the killing of Iran's supreme leader will usher in a new era of freedom and democracy for the people of Iran. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and senior regime officials were killed in US and Israeli airstrikes yesterday. Both the government and opposition have backed the US action, arguing it'll prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons and threatening global security. And One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has been censured for her comments on Sky News last month, where she suggested there were no good Muslims. The federal opposition's motion succeeded in the upper house, 36 votes to 17, with two coalition senators crossing the floor in support. Earlier, Senator Hanson described the motion as a stunt before storming out of the Senate. And for more stories at any time, you can follow the ABC Top Stories podcast.